Well, Joshua, to wrap things up, the person that we're going to talk to next is Dr. Matthew Umbarger, who works with me out at Newman University. And with him, we're going to talk maybe more about the geography of the Book of Acts or some of the sociology of the religion at the time. But I know that there's people who think, well, if I don't know where Corinth is, or if I don't know, you know, who these goddesses, the people in Ephesus are worshiping, how can I read the Bible? How can I get anything from it? So I was wondering if we could talk in a practical way about the relationship, like how much of that do you need to know and or not? And what's the relationship of what people can do, even if they don't have a scholarly understanding, and how to integrate maybe some of these scholarly findings with a saintly reading of Scripture?
Yeah. So that's a really good question. You know, I think of Saint Therese of Lisieux, who was certainly not a biblical scholar, but one of our greatest saints, and in fact, a doctor of the Church. And she speaks about her reading of sacred scripture and how she was able to really encounter Christ because she was expecting that he would speak to her through sacred scripture. So I think the first key is just taking the time each day to read and meditate on sacred scripture. You know, my grandfather, who had no more than a high school education, knew the Bible like the back of his hand because he spent every day of his life immersed in sacred scripture. And, you know, just going back to that quote from Pope Saint Gregory the Great, that the Bible grows with the one who reads it. So the more we read the Bible, the more we meditate and encounter Christ in sacred scripture, and the more we're conversing with him through that experience in Lectio Divina and other types of prayer, the more we'll grow. And it's just a neat journey of discovery that, you know, the more we come to know about Christ, the more we're going to love him. And then the more that we love him, the more we're going to want to know about him. You know, many of the saints didn't have tremendous education. Some of them were quite simple. But what they did have was a love of the Lord. And they also made the time. They made the time each day to just spend with him in prayer and in their intimacy with him. So I think just practically speaking, taking the time to do it and sticking with that and persevering. And the more we do that, even if we don't have a degree in biblical theology, the more we do that, the more we'll come to know what the Lord wants to reveal to us in sacred scripture.
I like to think of it in terms of, you know, you'll drive down the road and you'll see sunflowers in full bloom. And, you know, you can enjoy the beauty of a sunflower, but you could also, if you really wanted to, inspect the beauty of each and every single sunflower seed, even though there's, you know, 100 plus, right? That scripture allows this sort of multivalent, this depth upon depth upon depth. And it's no more right or wrong to understand the scripture at the first depth or the depths of the depths, and that God has different depths for all sorts of different people. And the reason this isn't relativism is we're not saying that to each their own or to each their own interpretation. What we're saying is that God can bring out of one verse not multiple meanings, but multiple depths of meanings, precisely because God is God, and the scripture being divinely inspired can not only have one meaning fixed in the past, but can shine light on different problems for us today. So when we think about, you know, do people think Bo and Joshua is saying you shouldn't go learn you know, Mediterranean geography of the time? Of course not. If you want to do that and have the capacity, great. But learning where Corinth is doesn't make you a better interpreter. It can open up more interpretations. But the best people, the people who get the most out of the Bible, have, like you said, the simple love. Love of Scripture will overcome knowledge of Scripture any day, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's really, how I would put it is that it's a loving knowledge. You know, it's not only knowing about Christ Jesus, but it's really coming to know him in a personal and intimate way. And that's going to fuel our study of sacred scripture so much. You know, if we really have a love for the Lord and we really want to get to know him, and we make ourselves available to him each day, and we carve out that time and we're faithful to that, then we will come to know him, because he wants us to know him more than we want to know him. He wants to reveal himself to us. And if we allow ourselves to be open to that, it's amazing what he'll be able to do.
Yeah, and this idea of relationship, I think it would be a good metaphor, you know. I think back about, you know, courting my wife and trying to convince her that I was someone worthwhile of hanging out with until she died. you know, the goal is to find out about that person and talk about what they care about, and to find out about them, and to sort of start to understand them, you say, in this connatural way. But, you know, my wife probably wouldn't, maybe she'd be impressed, but I don't know how much it would have mattered if I could have told her all the geographical information of Hutchinson, Kansas, where she lived, or, you know, how the stars were aligned when I first met her. I mean, those are all things that can add depth, but like what you're talking about is like this connatural knowledge. Is essentially to say the intimate personal knowledge of our relationship with something that we want to know. And all of that surrounding stuff can bring out new depths, but it can't be a substitute for that initial, like you said, loving knowledge of being available to find out that person, what they're about, and include them in our life. And that's what scripture reading has to be as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would totally agree. And I think for Catholics especially, the way that we approach sacred scripture is that we read everything through the lens of Christ crucified and risen. And we just thinking about the logic of the incarnation, that God became man, that he stooped to our level, that he spoke baby talk to us, if you will. He did that so that he could elevate us to his level. And that's what he's doing in sacred scripture. When we study and pray and meditate, we're in our Lord's arms, and he's lifting us up to himself. He'll come down to our level, but he doesn't want us to stay at that level. He wants to raise us up to the divine level, because he wants us to have that share in his life that only he can give us.
Well, Joshua, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great to talk to you, and we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And I pray and hope that everybody who had the chance to listen really imbibes all that you said, and that it adds to a profitable reading of Scripture for everybody who has the chance to listen.
Thanks, Bo. Thanks. I appreciate it.